The older you get, the harder it is to stay fit. Some even lose the ability to work out. According to the National Institute on Aging, about a third of adults over the age of 70 have trouble walking, getting out of a car, or climbing stairs. This can make simple daily tasks difficult and increase the chance of falls. But one intense workout each week, lasting only 20 minutes, can make a difference. It's called slow strength training, and I wanted to give it a try.
Basically, it's you're moving the weight very slowly, so you're eliminating momentum.
That's Melinda Hughes, owner of the Strength Shop in Los Angeles.
But the muscles, because we've worked them so intensely, they need a much longer recovery period. So the recovery period from this workout is 5 to 7 days.
74-year-old Gilda Haas is one of her clients. Haas and her husband are raising a 10-year-old, and she says she wants to be resilient for the people who depend on her.
Where I hope to be is if I fall down, I won't break my hip. That's my goal. And also that I could keep up with a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old when I'm in my 80s. Yeah, that would be great.
She reclined on a leg press machine as Arjen von Imeren, the gym's co-owner, coached.
Here we go again, pushing out. And so what we're doing is we're going for muscle failure.
That means you work your muscle to the point where you cannot move it anymore.
Once that happens, we notice it. That's where the client stops. We still hold the weight there for an extra 10 seconds. That's where, here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
The weight machines here are different from what you'd see in most other gyms. They're often used in medical facilities for osteopathic and muscle rehabilitation. Another client, 87-year-old Fred Fragan, says balance and strength are critical at his age.
One of the reasons that I injured my knee was because I didn't have good balance. I didn't have the strength that I had needed. So this has really helped, dramatically helped.
I was curious what slow lifting until failure could do for me. Von Imeren set me up in the leg press. I was a little nervous because these days, apart from running up hills, I rarely do any strength training for my legs. But I sat in the machine, put my feet up on the vertical platform in front of me, took a deep breath, and went for it.
Yeah, but you're using momentum there. No. Good, so we're gonna slow that down. Maybe this weight is a little challenging for you.
About a minute into lifting 306 pounds, I was regretting my 10-mile run that morning, but I did make it to failure.
That was surprising. A lot more difficult than I thought, yeah, to try and just keep and control the weight and do it slowly.
Over on the chest press, I needed a little extra motivation, and this gym doesn't allow music because they really want you to focus on the trainer's instructions.
I'm listening to Metallica in my head. I'm trying to get myself in the mindset. Enter Sandman.
All right, here we go. Pulling the shoulder blades down.
As I was lifting, Hughes began explaining what was happening physiologically.
So those are the muscle fibers, the muscle cells in your muscle that use oxygen to produce ATP, which is muscle energy.
As I didn't hear a word you said.
Okay, that's okay. You're getting close to muscle failure. Pull those shoulder blades down here.
Even though my muscles were at failure, I didn't feel like a failure. I was sweating and spent, but felt good. The Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans recommends that adults get at least 2.5 hours of moderate exercise each week, including strength training at least twice a week. So what about 20 minutes a week?
If you did one day a week at a very high intensity, you would still get strength gains and strength benefits.
Dr. Roger Fielding is a professor of nutrition and medicine at Tufts University and specializes in research on aging.
There are improvements in muscle strength when you do this kind of slow resistance program. Whether those improvements are better or less than they are with a more conventional resistance training program, I just don't think we have enough information to know.
But he says any exercise that's safe and enjoyable is a good exercise. As for me, I like running, and I wouldn't want to wait a whole nother week between workouts. But maybe 20 years from now, that kind of schedule will be exactly what I need.